This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
For so long, you ain't even find each other for so long.
Welcome, everybody. So we were playing Andy Gibbs off air, and I love Andy Gibbs. If that makes me gay, I'm just gay. I don't love Andy like in that way, but I'm saying his music. When the Bee Gees were hot, and then Andy comes along. You know, Andy Gibbs kicked his brothers off number one. That's how good this dude was talented. I just want to be your everything. I love that song.
For so long.
Anyway, my producers act like they don't know that I can sing. I can sing, man. Here's the thing about being able to sing. You got to not be talking 15 hours a day to be able to sing. But I can sing. Trust me, I can. I can mimic people really well. Seriously. One of these days, we'll do something, and I'll do some crooning. I'll have a band. Oh, speaking of which, we're going to have an event, and my cousin is going to be the singer at the event. And I'm just going to leave it at that. My cousin is open for some of the biggest acts. She's been a background singer. And we were at the funeral together, and she was supposed to sing, and she says, because I couldn't sing because I was just too distraught. Couldn't sing. So she had another guy sing for her at the funeral. But let me tell you. This girl can sing. Tell you guys a quick story. So my grandmother turned 80 years old, and all of the kids were there, her boys, my uncles. And my Uncle Willie, who passed away a year ago, he could really sing. He could have been a professional singer. Used to love to hear him sing, but he wouldn't do it. But anyway, he could really sing. And, you know, I could carry a tune. And so we all got together, all the boys and cousins and stuff. And my grandmother raised many kids, not just her boys and her grandsons when my mother died, but even cousins that, you know, couldn't afford to go to college or whatever. My grandmother took everybody in. And so we were raised like brothers together. So we were going to sing this song by Boys to Men called Mama. Mama, you know I love you. You know I love you, Mama. Anyway, we were going to sing this song. So we're all rehearsing in the back. This is such a crazy story. So we're rehearsing. You know, and everybody's doing the hums and a hum. And we're getting the harmonies together. And my cousin, who's a professional singer, goes up to the microphone, and she's got her accompaniment, a guy that plays piano. And she says, I couldn't bring my band, obviously, but she goes, I wanted to sing a song to Mother Dear, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, so I wrote this little song. And she takes the microphone that's on the stand, like a church microphone. That's all they had. And the little amplifier, and the guy's playing piano, and she opened her mouth and sang three notes. And we all looked at each other, and we scrapped the plan. That girl can sing. Wow. And here's the thing. I knew she could sing because I knew she backed Regina Bell and Whitney Houston and all these great singers. But I didn't realize she could sing, okay? And so my cousin would say, oh, Kim, you got to hear TV. You got to hear my daughter. Kim, you got to hear your cousin. And I was like, I know she can sing. When she opened her mouth that day, oh, my goodness. That's when we knew we were rank rookies. And we didn't sing. Now, my producer's looking at me like, did y'all? No, we did not sing. We were not going to follow that. Had we gone before her, we would have been high-fiving each other in the back. Like, yeah, baby, you rock, Kev. You still got them chops. Shoot. Once TD sang, it was over. So here's my point. I'm bringing my cousin in, and she's going to sing for you, and you're going to have the same reaction I had and go, wow. And she's got another sister who's a singer, too. Oh, these two girls can flat it. They could have their own group. They are that good. But that's not what I want to talk about today, people. I just want to talk about these crazy people. I've been asking this question. Where are the Holly weirdos? You've heard me ask this. Where are the Holly weirdos who were so anti-Trump? Where are they now? I want to hear them be so pro-Biden. Well, Biden's created 6 million jobs and Biden. Give me the good news about Joe Biden. There's none. Anyway, the governor of West Virginia, Jim Justice, he had a message for Bette Midler, who happens to be one of those vapid leftists. And he says to her, because she called West Virginians, get this, quote, poor, illiterate, and strung out, in a tweet after Manchin refused to support Build Back Better. So in her defense, Bette Midler is one of them that's still speaking out. She's still got the guts. And I applaud her. As much of a lunatic as she may be, I applaud her because she's at least standing her ground. But where's all these others? They don't exist. So the governor ended his televised state of the state address, and lifted his English bulldog, flashing his butt to the cameras, and he says, "Baby dog tells Bette Midler and all those out there to kiss her hiney." And people were cracking up. Let me tell you. Now, there were people, oh, that's below decorum. He never should have done it, whatever. Look, if you feel that way, great. I get it. But I love it. I love that there are politicians out there taking pages out of Trump's book to say, you know what, I'm not going to play by the playbook anymore. Bette Midler called the citizens of West Virginia poor, illiterate, and strung out. And she thinks she can get away with it. She thinks, because what she's doing, let me just tell you, I want to be very clear. If it ain't Hollywood and her crowd, you're just a bunch of poor, illiterate, strung out conservatives who don't want to listen to the people who really know what's happening, right? Because she does. Anyway, it was all kinds of people sitting in the gallery. And so Midler sends a tweet with a ranking of states from, she wouldn't give the source, showing West Virginia near the bottom in health care, education, and the economy. She said the dog's hiney would make a better governor, but she used stronger words than that. So I say to Bette Midler what I say to all leftists. What if you're wrong? What if what you believe is wrong? First of all, we know West Virginians are not all poor, illiterate, and strung out. But I'm not talking about that. I mean, what if what you think about health care and all these other things are wrong? You going to apologize? You going to admit it? The short answer is no. They will never admit that. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. Keep it here for us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed. Please? 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
After telling you guys about my cousin, it reminded me of another story like that. So I've been in church my whole life, and as an adult, I went to my older brother's church. It was a great church. Reverend Sharp was our pastor, and we had an amazing choir. We had some really, really good singers. And I was in the choir as a backup singer. And I can sing, but I'm not professional level singers. I'm talking about there are people, they could cut record type singers. So we were going to go to Concord Baptist Church. This was when I lived in Dallas. We were going to go to Concord Baptist Church and perform. And or it was something where all these churches were getting together, and we had three women in our choir who could flat out sing. I mean, they were professional level singers. And so somebody said, well, if we go to Concord, y'all need to see if y'all can get Hope to sing, a lady named Hope. And I'd never heard of her, but she's famous in Dallas. And I will tell you this, Hope is Lady Gaga, who doesn't want to be Lady Gaga, who sings only for God, okay, if you know that type of thing. I didn't realize about her, because I'm thinking, you know, I remember thinking, we got some pretty good singers and some sisters that can sing in this thing, right? So they were putting together all the songs, and they said, well, they're going to do this song, but Hope does this song. And the ladies were in our choir were like, well, who's this Hope? I mean, Hope, Hope, Hope. Everybody talking about Hope. And it was very catty. And, of course, it opened my eyes to the fact that even in a religious setting, religious people will get very catty. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I like sharing these little tidbits from the past because I think that it gives you insight into things. And I think you grow from stories like these. I really do. You're going to take this for whatever it is. You're going to remember something similar yourself. Anyway, continuing. So there's this big church event, mega churches, and we're going to go and partner with Concord Baptist Church, who had a lady there who was famous for her voice. Her name was Hope. And so I'm with our sisters from our church because I'm going, damn, shoot, we ain't chop liver. These people can sing. These women can sing. But they were being catty. So we go to the church, and there's Hope. And she's in this little sundress. She reminded me of, of Phoebe Snow. She very unassuming. She's a light-skinned black woman. And she had a baby. And she was holding her baby, you know, or had the baby there. And we were all there to practice. And these ladies were still like, you know, I don't understand what Hope is doing. And I was right there, you know, quietly going, I get it. Y'all can blow. So I don't know what Hope. Hope better bring a lot. And then they started playing the song and Hope sang. And the woman sang 3-4 notes. And every woman in our choir said, okay, I get it. And I did too. She was phenomenal. Now, what is the moral of this story? I don't know. My moral was, if somebody tells you that somebody is really good, you might want to pay attention because you might learn something. You might find out that your level of good, what you thought was good, because I would, if you had said to me, Kevin, they're going to be a woman that will outsing every woman in this church that you've heard sing in this church, I would have said, nah, come on. Hope was it. She was more than the real deal. And then the other side of the thing was this. I listened to her sing and I said to myself, with that kind of talent, why isn't this woman doing more? She's got an instrument. I only wish I could give you something to hear of her so you could see what I'm talking about. She had no interest in singing outside of church. Her voice was for God, and that was it. And I just remember thinking, wow, what a commitment. Anyway, there's a kid. I think he created his dream job, and I talk about this, and I share with you a kid who obviously has different aspirations, but this story came from The Hill. Tesla CEO Elon Musk offered $5,000 to a 19-year-old to shut down a Twitter account that tracks his private flights. And this is a story that this teenager was telling to a magazine. Jack Sweeney runs 15 flight tracking accounts using a bot he created that automatically posts when a celebrity's flight leaves or lands at an airport. Sweeney's account tracking Musk flights has the most followers with more than 97,000, and its popularity led Elon Musk to send a direct message to Sweeney. I'd love the idea of being shot. He goes, I'm sorry, I don't love the idea of being shot by a nutcase, Musk sent the message, offering $5,000 for Sweeney to take it down. Any chance to up that to $50K? It would be great support in college and would possibly allow me to get a car, maybe even a Model 3, Sweeney responded back. The last exchange between Musk and Sweeney occurred a week ago, when Sweeney said he would delete the account for no money if Musk gave him an internship. The teenager said Musk has not opened the message yet. Sweeney explained to Musk how he was able to find publicly available data regarding his private jet to create an algorithm that automatically posts the status of Musk's plane on Twitter. Although the status of Musk's flight is public information, only those with with high knowledge of the industry would understand where to find it. So here's the deal. This kid does something innovative. And yeah, it's a pain in the butt to Musk. And I love that. You got to love this. This is entrepreneurship. This is, oh my gosh, I love this kid. I love this kid, sight unseen. He goes out. He's looking for something innovative, something to do. I mean, can you imagine in the time of Jeffrey Epstein, in the time of these mega rich guys, and they're spying on us with everything, Facebook, and you can find out what Zuckerberg's plane is and know everywhere he went and document it? I think that's amazing. I hope Elon, and I'm almost positive, Elon Musk will take this kid up on this. Because that's innovative. I was watching this show. It's called Red Oaks. It's on Amazon Prime. And it's about a kid. He's a tennis pro. And the guy who's the president of the country club is Paul Reiser. And he invites the tennis pro to come over and help him fleece two of his buddies. And so the kid comes over, and the daughter says to him, he didn't offer you enough money. You should get more. So he does. He says, hey, I deserve more. And Paul Reiser says, really? He says, negotiate with me. So he does. And he says, he pays him more, and he says, but you know what? You did something really stupid. He says, you got what you wanted. He goes, but you could have had me owing you a favor. And that's what this kid did. This 19-year-old kid says, what's his face? Says, give me $5,000. And he says, how about 50? So he's giving him a price. And now, then he comes back, he says, hey, you know what? I'll take it down for nothing if you'll give me an internship. Let me show you what I can do. That's innovative thinking. We'll be back, folks. Keep it here.
Jackson Radio Show.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Payroll processing firm ADP says 301,000 jobs were cut in January. It's the first time since December 20 that the report revealed jobs were lost instead of gained. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh tells CNN the main reason jobs were lost in January is due to the Omicron surge.
We had 9 million people that had the coronavirus that week, the Omicron variant that week. The virus has wreaked complete havoc in this country, in this world, for the last 2 years, but in particular last month.
Nearly 100 million Americans are being hit with a major winter storm. Snow is falling in states from New Mexico all the way to Michigan. Winter storm warnings are in effect for large swaths of many states. This is USA Radio News. It's six more weeks of winter if you believe in annual tradition.
We love you.
Six more weeks of winter is on the way. Punxsutawney Phil made his prediction around 7:25 a.m. Eastern Time Wednesday at Gobbler's Knob in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to Punxsutawney to celebrate Groundhog Day, the 136th annual trek of the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club.
Phil reported he saw his shadow. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The trial of three former Minneapolis police officers related to the death of George Floyd is being postponed due to COVID-19. The judge making the decision to adjourn the trial until Monday. The three former police officers are charged with violating Floyd's civil rights on the day he died after being knelt down by police officer Derek Chauvin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're doing an analysis of the fail of the left. They fail regularly. And all you got to do is be paying attention. And it doesn't take a whole lot of thought, because I promise you, I'm not working that hard at this. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And I started this program today talking about the attempted silencing of America and the failure that has occurred on a monumental level of the left. When you consider everything that's stacked against us, I'm surprised we're still free. I'm surprised that I'm not in a gulag on some plantation for, some sort of re-indoctrinate. What do they call it? Will they reprogram you? Boy, do they want to get to me. They're so afraid of me, they have kicked me off of all social media. They will not let this show expand. It's up to you, but they don't want it to. And let me tell you, I know this show is amazing. And I don't say that as a bragging thing. Let me tell you how I know. Because I know many of you personally. I know how smart you are. You are brilliant people. I'm not saying that to make people go, oh, Kevin, you're just trying to say, make it. No, I'm not. I know you. I was recently contacted by a friend of mine. I told you guys this story earlier. He commanded a submarine. Now, I don't know if you know how smart you have to be to command a submarine, but you got to be among America's best and brightest. And he says to me, man, you're spot on, blah, blah, blah. I have friends that are entrepreneurs worth millions and millions of dollars. I can tell you right now, I am the senior strategist for some major campaigns. And those people who will be running government for us contact me every single day looking for talking points. Trying to understand the issues at a level that is deeper than what is on the surface. I swear to you that is a true statement. Every day, I provide guidance to people who will be leading this nation. And I know for a fact that they dote on what I say. They will not make comments until they've said, let me check with Kevin. So I'm telling you this. So you can understand that I'm not coming to this stuff through some lame brain way. There is no agenda. There is no malice intended. As far, even though I know left is stupid, there's no malice intended. So when I'm telling you these things, you can pass it along and frame it the way you want. But here's what I do know. I know how bright you people are, and you're here. And you're going, Kevin, there's no reason why you shouldn't be in all these households. You're exactly right. The only reason they don't want me in those households on those podcasts and the people listening is because it will change the way people think. I don't think there's a person that, and you tell me if I'm wrong, folks. You can also tell me if I'm right at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I don't think there's a person that's listened to this program that hasn't said, I didn't think of something that way, Kevin. You made me think of it differently. Or you made me think of the way I was viewing this in a way that I'm going to handle it differently. You've been impacted. And I'll even make it, I'll go a step further. You've been impacted more than once. It's more than just a validation. Oh, you validated something I said. Yeah, that's a good thing. I love that. That is, we live on that. We thrive on that. We want people around us who think as we do. And it isn't because we're trying to gain friendship. We want it because we say, this is the way I am. And I don't want to change. I don't want to be influenced because I know I'm right on this issue. So if I've been able to impact you, it's because you given that as the backdrop, I promise you, you're averse to change like anything else. So when somebody can impact you and make you go, oh, I have to rethink that. That's a powerful thing. That's important. So let me go on to some of these things I was talking about. Universal health care fails in the California Senate. A bill in the California state legislature that would have created a system to provide universal health care failed to pass on Monday after Democrats were unable to gather the needed support for the legislation. Democrat state lawmaker Ash Cholera, author of the bill, failed to make it out of the state assembly, did not bring it up for vote on Monday after realizing there were not enough votes to pass it. Folks, this is in California, Kate. This is in the state that that tests every crazy idea you can imagine, and they couldn't get that bill for universal health care out of the state legislature. It became clear that we did not have the votes necessary for passage, and I decided the best course of action is not to put AB 1400 for a vote today. Although the bill did not pass the assembly by today's deadline, this is only a pause for the single-payer movement. Our coalition, including the mighty California Nurses Association, will continue to fight for accessible, affordable, and equitable health care for all Californians, said Caldera. Yeah, whatever. It would have made California the first state to have universal single-payer health care, and it failed. In a state that's full of leftists, fruits, nuts, and fairies, as they say, this failed. And it failed for a reason, because people in California are also waking up. They went to state assembly, to the state assembly, and said, you do this, and we're going to revolt. Yeah, they expressed disappointment. Here's what the assembly speaker said. With time, we will have better and more successful legislation to bring us closer to the goal. Now, let me just say this. They will keep trying. But here's why it didn't make it. They said the bill did not state how much universal health care in California would cost, with Democrats filing another bill that would impose heavy taxes on businesses and individuals in hopes of separating the two issues and pay for the proposed system. See, people caught on. They said, oh, they didn't put the costs in here. But guess what they did do? They put this other bill in that said, we're going to tax you into oblivion. Not that we haven't already. High state income taxes on the planet. In some jurisdictions, some of the highest retail taxes in the business, and all kinds of excise taxes and other taxes for, you know, clean energy and all this other stuff. You can't make a living in California. No wonder they say if you have you make $135,000 in some areas of California, you're still below the poverty line. You can't even fathom that in a real life scenario. You're going, what? What did you just say, Kevin? I'll say it again. You can make $135,000 in some areas of California and still be below the poverty line. That's what we're talking about. Now, I want to cover one other story real briefly. And this is the Spice Company. The CEO of Penzi's Spice declared Martin Luther King Jr. weekend Republicans are racist weekend. And why did he do it? He said he wanted to anger Republicans. So he's had to close stores during the scamdemic. Yeah. Go work, go woke or go broke, as the saying goes. Penzi Spices lost 40,000 subscribers. His last email begged for people to buy gift cards to draw in new customers, but did not shed his blinders. And here's what he says. After starting a year with all Republicans are Republicans and following up with Republicans are racist, we've set a nice little boycott. Penzi's surge in motion, Penzi's CEO said in an email to his customers. It certainly wasn't unexpected, but if it's within your means, your picking up a small stack of gift cards would help. He admitted that the Republicans are racist email cost him 40,000 subscribers, 3% of the total. As a result, Penzi's is offering a gift card sale with the hope that this might make it a bit easier for you to share some and possibly get a few good new customers to replace the ones we've lost. Now, Penzi claims that the news coverage of his anti-Republican rant brought in 30,000 new email subscribers, and he adds, "We're still down 10,000. Please help." But then he takes on a desperate tone, all but begging liberals to sign up for his email list as his virtue selling of their politics. He says this, "If you can't even begin to fathom how to compromise with January 6th or the Republican vaccine lies needlessly killing 10,000 Americans every week, if you have no desire to become halfway racist, and if their intent is to destroy our climate for 1,000 years to come doesn't have you saying, what if we just destroyed it for 500 years instead, we would be better off with you on this voice of cooking email list," he wrote. Well, Michael Jordan famously said this, "Republicans buy shoes too." The writer of this article goes on, he says the story is even funnier because he said to the Daily Mail, he didn't worry about a loss in customers. He bragged that his characterization of Republicans excited the company's leftist base. But apparently it was a lie because the Republicans are racist letter has infuriated customers on both sides of the aisle who get it. One customer said, "I'm a Democrat, but I find this bad business."
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I told this story the other day, this lady that I met at my nephew's, my cousin's funeral, and he's like a nephew because me and his mom were really tight. He's my first cousin, but she was like my sister. Anyway, and she was saying she's raising her granddaughter. Her granddaughter had a great job. She told me what it was. I can't remember, but it was a really good job. And she said, but when the COVID stuff hit and they told them they could go home and not work, she goes, she saw welfare. Getting the money back is an easy way to do it. And she didn't come to her own cousin's funeral because she couldn't get her hair did and her makeup and her false eyelashes and some new clothes. I'm going, wow. And this old black lady who's a grandmother in her 70s, she's saying, I don't even know what to say to this girl. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This is not a conservative problem, folks. This is a leftist problem. Leftists, strong Democrats, Democrats to their core, are looking at their kids going, I don't even know you. We are planning a session, a virtual session, where we're going to be talking about this very issue. How do you maintain control of your child? When I say control, I don't mean like, oh, you know, you're a helicopter person in the wrong sense of it. Because once your kid turns 18, they're on their own. But how do you instill in them things that keep them coming back to the values and things that you built for 18 years or whatever? And we're going to talk about that with psychologists and people who've done it. And we're going to solve these issues and try to build stronger families. And we're taking this to the urban community and what we're calling One Urban Voice. This is one urban voice. There's no 15,000 different things. There's one American culture. You can have subcultures that feed into that. They're tributaries. But there's one American culture. And there's nothing wrong with that. But this woman is raising a girl now who believes that other people should take care of her more than her basic needs. Getting your manicures and pedicures and fake eyelashes and your makeup and hair done is more than a basic need. It is not the responsibility of the public to take care of that for you. So the question we should ask ourselves is, given the circumstances, why do you think people don't want to work? You know the answer. I went up and we were looking at welfare amounts by state. Now, I want you to understand, this doesn't include Medicare, Medicaid. It doesn't include education cost. This is just what a state gives you in welfare, how much it equates to. So, you know, food, lodging, child care, but not all those other things. Because you can get a free ride to community college. You can get health care. Who knows? I don't know all the different things, but I know you can get a lot. And I have the list here. But here's what I will tell you. To bring home $38,000 a year, you'd have to earn about $50,000. Because you're going to spend another $2,000 plus, say $2,500, on your own FICA. Then they're going to, that tax rate, let's say it's 10% just for shiggles. So you're going to pay another roughly $4,000 for that. So you're at $44,000. And then you've got other taxes, real estate, excise taxes, state income tax, etc. So you're going to pay, it takes about $50,000, somewhere between $45,000 to $50,000 for you to bring home $38,000. Now, it's closer to $50,000, I know it is. But it doesn't end there because, as I said, you spend that money and you get an amazing number of taxes. Sales taxes in California are as high as 10.25%. So being on welfare in California is better than earning $50,000 annually. Moreover, by not earning the money, you get the free health care. You get SNAP, which is food stamps, education, child care, and a host of other things, and you don't have to lift a finger. In Hawaii, things are worse for workers. Welfare pays almost $61,000 annually. That's over $5,000 per month. If you shacked up with a friend or two, you could make out like bandits. You could live the carefree lives of surfers. You would never have to work. You could always be working on your craft. You get all the benefits of unemployment and none of the headaches of earning a paycheck, aka employment. Why do you rush to show up on time? To catch a wave? And having to perform a service or to provide a product, you don't even have to worry about it. No pride of creation. Some people seem to like it. When I was a kid, I'll be honest, I didn't like work. I remember the first time my grandmother put me to work on a task, and you know, the first thought that went through my head is, how can I do this in 2 minutes? Now, it was maybe something that was going to take me 2 hours, but I was already trying to scheme and figure out how to get out of it. How can I do the least amount of work for the most, for what appeared to be something? And what happens is, as you grow older, you understand your role in society, what that work provides. And the ultimate way of giving to your community is working. I figured this out. That's the ultimate way to give to your community. Is get a job. Pay your taxes. Give back to that community. So here are some of the numbers. And we talked about it before. So Hawaii, and this is welfare numbers, folks. Welfare numbers. So I've already let the cat out of the bag. Hawaii is the most. $60,590 of welfare. $60,590. $5,000 a month. I had some friends that lived on the beach in L.A., Kisu and others, and this apartment was so packed, it had four dudes living in this apartment, and it wasn't quite on the beach, but it was across the street, and it wasn't great. It wasn't a dump, but it wasn't great. Four dudes, bet you money, they were all on welfare. In California is $37,160 is welfare. I'm looking at the list here. My dad told me years ago, this is 25, 30 years ago, he says if you take all the benefits that California gives you, this was 30 years ago at least, he said it's worth over $48,000 a year. Now they say $37,160, so they're leaving a bunch of stuff out. Because I bet you California is one of, if not the most lucrative place to be poor. I heard, I don't know if it's true, but I heard that there are people on welfare in California who make over $120,000 a year. If that's the case, it's sacrilegious. You certainly can't, I mean, you've seen the prices. I know them very well because Melissa's aunt and uncle sold real estate and her dad did as well. And I know the numbers. And I know what they're getting for places that you go, you've got to be kidding me. $2,000 for a one-bedroom apartment? It's insane. Let me give you some more numbers. District of Columbia, $50,820. Massachusetts, $50,540. So let's look at the locations. Hawaii, D.C., Massachusetts, Connecticut's next, New York, New Jersey, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Maryland, and then they go West Coast to California. That's number 11. The top 10, though, are northeastern, outside of Hawaii and the District of Columbia. Every one of those other locations is northeastern. Who, by the way, is getting brutalized by a storm right now. It's fun living in Arizona because I get out there and go, am I going to get a chance to go hit some balls today? I hope so. But it isn't about the weather. It's just whether I'm going to have time. Because it's perfect here. Who else we got? Oregon, Wyoming, Nevada, Minnesota, Delaware. And the numbers go down. You know, they get to Delaware's 29,220, Minnesota's 29,350, Nevada's 29,820. So it's not dropping dramatically or raising dramatically in that case. But yeah, work ethic, something dramatically missed in today's environment. That and manners, cordiality, respect. These are astounding numbers when you just figure that somebody's giving away this money. Well, you know who it is? It's you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.